We're dead. All right, now we're on. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back for the second show of Bluegrass Day at the Georgia Mountain Fair. How many of you were here for the first show? We got several. You must have really liked it because you stayed for the second one. I'll guarantee you it was as good as you could ask for, wasn't it? We want to remind you once again, if you need to smoke, step outside the building. Fire marshal will not allow smoking inside the building. The other thing is we want to welcome you here and hope that we've got some great entertainment. I know it's great entertainment, but it's hope it's something that you'll like. And if you've never seen or heard any of these groups, we hope you'll go back and visit their record tables and take something home with you when you go. Also, the Georgia Mountain Fair has a t-shirt and craft booth in the back for souvenirs and that type of thing. If you get a chance and you want to take something home from the fair or program or sign up for the mailing list, be sure and go back there. Also, the concession stand will be open, I think, till 9 or 9:30 tonight. So if there's something you want to get to eat or while you here get you something cool to drink, be sure and go back there and see those folks. We at the Georgia Mountain Fair try to put on a spectacular show, whatever the occasion. This evening we have, as many of you know, a very spectacular once-in-a-lifetime thing. The first act that's coming out is these guys have been playing around here for years and years and years, and it was a chance for us to get them together as the original band that started out playing around here years ago, back when we were at the tent, back up at the old high school grounds, back in town before they moved it out here. They've not played together until today on a live show in about 25, maybe 30 years. I don't know exactly the date, but they do a real fine job at what they do. We are recording them this evening, as we did earlier today, in hopes that they'll get enough material to do a live album. We want you in between songs and what have you to really give them a good hand so that it comes out really good on the record. And if you like it in between, give them a scream and a holler and a yell too, because they're laying down traditional bluegrass just the way it ought to be done. They're some of the finest guys you'll ever hope to meet. I grew up in their shadow listening to them and learning from them, and a lot of other folks around here did the same thing. They were at one time one of the hottest bands in bluegrass music, period. They took Berryville by storm, and they played New York all the way down the eastern seaboard, most anywhere you ever wanted to hear. They were on County Records for a good while. They cut some really good bluegrass on that label. I'm not sure that any of it's still in print, and that's the reason for the album. So, if you will, ladies and gentlemen, from right here in the North Georgia, North Carolina, Northern South Carolina, tri-state area, put your hands together, make welcome Curtis Blackwell, Randall Collins, and the original Dixie Bluegrass Boys.
Check.